The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will it be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Every year, right around this time, we always have scripture readings that are real downers, talking about terrible things happening and the end times. And the reason why is because as a church, just like the calendar year, we're coming to the end of one year, and we will very soon enter into another year. Next week will be the Feast of Christ the King, and then the following week will be the season of Advent. So it is coming very quickly. As we reflect on these readings, we can't help but notice that there is the idea of getting ready, of preparing. And it's good advice for us to receive. We need to prepare ourselves, for we know not when the Son of Man will come. Not so much the end of the world, but the end of our lives and the times when we will appear before our Lord Jesus. And it should not be a time that shakes us to our core, but rather a time that if we use this time wisely, that when we appear before the Lord, hopefully with the help of God's grace, we will be ready. And we will have nothing to fear in spite of the scriptures that we hear. So let us use this time wisely. I know many people will probably already be making plans for our Thanksgiving Day and that weekend, and some, I'm sure, have already started their Christmas shopping, and that too will be part of what goes on at this time of the year. But let us not overlook the important element of our spiritual growth and our spiritual life.